Yossi Naref, the Albany imam convicted of material support for terrorism along with pizzeria owner Mohammed Hussein after a 2006 FBI sting, is preparing to file a new appeal asking for a new trial. This after Naref discovered significant new evidence about his case. Kathy Manley is with the law firm Kindlin Shanks.
The government had claimed that Yassin was in Al-Qaeda and that he was somebody named Mohammed Yassin. Yassin got this information from a FOIA request of the FBI in late 2011, and it showed that they thought he was this other guy. And this guy got killed by a missile strike in 2010, and so it was absolute proof that he wasn't him, which they should have known much sooner, actually. So we're filing a new motion saying that the whole case was predicated on this wrong identification of Yassin as somebody in Al-Qaeda. And also, it was at the time, 2002, 2003, when they were desperately looking for any connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. And Yassin's Iraqi, and so they were using him to make that connection, we think. And it was totally false.
Manley says the evidence was apparently shown to the trial judge and the appeal court, but not to either the defense attorneys or to the jury at trial. Project Salaam's Lynn Jackson is circulating an online petition that asks the judge who would hear the appeal, Honorable Thomas McAvoy, who was also the Naref Hussein case trial judge, to give it serious consideration. Friday night, Naref supporters will gather at the Central Avenue Mosque, Masjid As-Salam. Saturday, Jackson will set out on a 133-mile walk from Albany to Binghamton to deliver a petition to support the motion for a new trial.
The reason that I decided to hand-deliver the signatures on the petitions to the judge's court is because I felt like we needed to make a statement to let the judge know that people here in Albany really care about Yassin Naref and about the Naref Hussein case. And I felt that walking for this distance is an extremely peaceful way of expressing our concern about the case and our interest in the case. And also what it does is it allows a lot of opportunity to meet a lot of other people and to let them know about this particular case. I'm sure the judge is going to make a very fair decision no matter what.
Jackson expects to arrive in Binghamton the morning of Tuesday, July 23rd. Naref is serving his 15-year sentence at the low-security federal prison in Loretto, Pennsylvania. His release date is October 2018. Meanwhile, Brendan Maslauskas-Dunn is involved with Citizen Action and Occupy Utica in the organization of a series of protests in Utica Friday and Saturday in solidarity with 30,000 inmates involved in a hunger strike in California.
It's specifically against solitary confinement in California's prisons, which has been called a form of torture by the international community. There are prisoners in California's prisons who are involved in this hunger strike, some of whom have been in solitary confinement. That's in a tiny cell for over 20 years. Some of them haven't even been outside. They have not had any human contact with anyone. Solitary confinement only exists to break people psychologically, mentally, and physically. And so we will be picketing outside of the parole office this Friday, and having what unions used to call a flying picket. We'll be going to dropping banners and holding signs outside of all the local jails and prisons in Utica.
Additional information and links to the events in Albany and Utica are at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.